Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1981. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
In memory of the many years with Jesus and Our Lady and Saint Teresa, I would like to read at this time to you a poem message from St. Teresa that goes back many years, but however, it applies all the way through the 11 years throughout times. It's raining teardrops from heaven. It's raining teardrops from heaven. The gates are opened anew to show to Jesus and Mary the souls that haven't been true. Their heads are bent low in sorrow. Their hearts are bleeding with care. For they have asked us to love them and send our hearts up in prayer. I stroke his face with compassion. I kiss the face wet with tears. For time has not eased his heartache. He's suffering more in our years. His children turn from his pleadings, for worldly cares means forgetting the one who begs us to love him, to save our souls from regretting. He'll take a crumb of affection, the smallest sign he does seek. But why must we give rejection when sinful ways make us weak? He puts his hand out in pity. To touch us is all he can do. For God gave man a born conscience to choose to be faithful and true. The pleasures are steeped more in evil, the goodness inspired by God. The road to Satan is easy, but heaven is earned very hard. The only ladder to heaven is found in our climbing in prayer. Each step will be shorter and higher if we just try a little to care. We'll accept all the burdens and sorrows. The joys will be just added graces. We'll reserve our bright spot up in heaven by accepting here lowly places. And also to bring back all the wonderful years with Our Lady and St. Teresa and Jesus, of course, Jesus first. This takes me back good many years, but it has a meaning, a hidden meaning, but if you listen carefully, you'll understand. And I think this will apply to every soul upon earth that receives this message and also will hear it perhaps on the tape. The cross beneath the roses, hidden from all eyes, but only known to thee, which means you, a treasure bought with suffering, with sorrow, and with glee, covered with the fragrance of heavenly perfume, nurtured with the confidence that heaven would be soon, carried through the years along with care and grace, fostered by the memory of his beloved face, lighter than a cloud, softer than the flower, the cross beneath the roses was surely heaven's power.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord, it's with thee.
Jacinta, Marta, and Fatima. Jacinta has appeared with Our Lady here at Bayside and at the Vatican site. And in reference to Jacinta, it's urgent at this time that I repeat to you the words of Jacinta Marta, given by Our Lady. Though she was a child, Jacinta was given great graces and knowledge. Now, Jacinta did say, quote, "There is a secret of heaven and another one of earth, and the latter is terrifying. It will seem as though it were already the end of the world. And in this cataclysm, everything will be separated from the sky, which will turn white as snow." Now, in relation to the life of Jacinta, we did receive the Jacinta 1972 photograph in 1971. And there are many messages given through from heaven through the past 11 years that must be read in reference to this miraculous photograph and also the message given to the little seer at Fatima. I say this for reason, due to the urgency of our times. Now, in Our Lady's message, throughout the years, it's covered through many years, and I have, of course, in front of me, pages up to number 6 that will carry the dates of each individual message from heaven in relation to Jacinta and the message of Fatima. Now, I cannot at this time, until Our Lady permits me to give you the balance of the message at the last vigil, that for the present has to remain a secret. But I give you this much knowledge because I don't believe that you will have any difficulty in following what I'm trying to tell you without actually having to speak the words, because Our Lady has said this will be kept a secret verbally.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Order.
God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. The sky all about the trees is becoming alight with the most beautiful blue light that's pinpointing. It's not cascading. There are direct lights from the trees, line-like in pattern. That's the only way I can explain it. And they go straight up through the center of the sky, and as though they were almost like fingers pointing from the trees. But they are pale blue. Now they're becoming deeper in blue. It's almost as though the lights, which I would say the streams of light are about a good 4 or 5 inches in thickness. They're separated like banners. Yes, I would say that as they're becoming deeper blue, deeper in color, they're like, not confetti, no, like banners, streams of banners coming down, cascading from the center of the sky. Oh, now the sky is opening up in a round circular pattern that it's as though beyond the sky there is, well, we know there's another world, but it's absolutely beautiful. Now, as the sky is opening up, I can see that they weren't just lights. They're like banners, and they're held by beautiful cherubs, young angels. Now, there are no faces. They have on beautiful gowns, but they're very young angels. I know they're childlike in appearance, and they have on gowns of all pastel colors, pink predominating with blue and white and a lavender shade, but it's a beautiful light tail. They're all pastel colors. Oh, they are so beautiful. What they're doing now, they're circling. They're circling Our Lady. Our Lady is coming forward. She just came through the opening in the sky. It's a host-like opening. It's becoming wider and wider now. It's covering the whole area, even now opening up over our heads. Oh, it's just beautiful. It's as though the night has rolled away, and there's the most beautiful, clear, blue sky. And there are, over Our Lady's head, high in the sky, there are beautiful stars, thousands of twinkling stars. They are twinkling because they are actually not glowing, but they're glittering. Oh, Our Lady is beautiful. Our Lady has on a white mantle, but I notice now on her white mantle she has the gold trim, but she has the most, oh, it's beautiful gold, spun gold. It's a round crown, a Fatima crown on Our Lady's head, but it seems as though the gold has diamonds set into it. Our Lady is all aglow like the stars. She's so beautiful. And she, Our Lady, Blessed Mother, has on the long gown. Oh, it's a white as snow or sugar, so brilliantly white. I have no way to describe it in human language. Our Blessed Mother has on the sandals. Her sandals are very delicate. Her feet look tiny from here. And the sandals are gold. They are a gold spun like material. I don't know what they're made of, but they have these beautiful metallic, they must be spun gold rosettes. I would call them rosettes because they're very, very tiny on the tip of the sandal. It's not up near the ankle. I can't see Our Lady's ankles because her gown is so long, but I can see Our Lady's their feet look very small and tiny. Under the gown, and sandal being golden is brilliant in the light. And all about Our Lady, angels now are waving. They are weaving and waving these banners that are a most beautiful blue color. I don't think I have ever seen this color blue here on Earth. It is absolutely beautiful. I've never seen anything like this except that perhaps like the old-fashioned maypole dances where the children would go with the banners. That's what it's so similar to, as though there was a celebration for Our Blessed Mother. Now Our Lady is coming forward. And she's very, very close now, and the angels are separating. They're moving without moving their legs, but they're floating off to the side, closer to the trees now. Our Lady is directly over her statue, and she's smiling. It's a sad smile, but Our Lady looks so beautiful and so young. Oh, now Our Lady has about her waist a beautiful rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the beautiful white Hail Mary beads. Oh, now Our Lady is taking the crucifix. of her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is taking the crucifix now and placing it to her lips like this.
Hail Mary!
And then touching it to her heart like this.
Blessed art thou amongst women.
Then she's crossing her hands across her chest like this, shoulder to shoulder, the fingers are.
Hail Mary.
Now our Lady is motioning. She's placing her hand upward to look up high. Oh, there's Michael. Oh, St. Michael. Oh, he's tremendous. He's tremendous. Oh, but you know what he's doing? He's got a chalice, a large golden chalice in his hand, and he's holding the chalice now and turning it down, and there's blood pouring out of the chalice. Blood.
Hail Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
The Lord is with thee.
Oh.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now Our Lady is motioning to me.
Hail
and she's
Mary,
touching
full of grace.
Her lips with her
the
first
Lord
finger,
is with thee.
Which
blessed
means
art thou
to listen.
Woman, and blessed is the fruit of
my
thy
child
Jesus.
And my children. How heavy is my heart in the midst of a time when joy should be in the hearts of all mankind. But we find now increasing sorrow and suffering. Oh, my children and my child, how my heart is torn as I look upon your nation
glory be to the Father,
and other nations the Father, of the world that are fast approaching their annihilation.
Oh my Jesus, forgive us.
Oh my child and my children, how many earth years have I traveled to and fro? My voice relentlessly crying out to you to do penance, atonement, and make restitution to your God for the many offenses that you have committed against the commandments which the Almighty Father has handed down to you in order to guide you so that you will not lose your way and will come to heaven. However, as it was in the past, so it is today in your generation, that you have learned nothing from your past and continue along the same path to your own destruction. My child and my children, if I could take you with me and give you the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you will understand why I have cried out to you in the past to protect your souls, your children's souls, your families.
Hail Mary, full of
and accept
the Lord
as a victim's soul the graces given to you from heaven to reach out with to save others.
Hail Mary,
for charity and love of heart knows no bounds, no restrictions, but in giving does one really bring forth the true meaning of love.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Your world, which cries for peace, The words come from the mouths of those who are lying.
Hail Mary.
For while they cry peace, they make provisions for destruction.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Peace will not be restored to mankind.
Hail Mary.
Until my Son in the Trinity is restored to your homes and the hearts of your families. Man upon earth has given himself over to perversion, for sin has become a way of life, and the children, oh, my child and my children, how I cry for your children.
Blessed art thou amongst women.
For would not it be better at this time, my child, for the second part of the secret
Hail Mary.
To become a reality
the Lord is
for the salvation of the young souls?
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Jesus.
Do not be affrighted, my child.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
I ask all to be long-suffering, as the Eternal Father has been long-suffering for eternity is forever beyond the veil. The Eternal Father, the Creator of all mankind, will struggle to bring back one of his lost sheep, never wishing even one to be lost to him. Therefore, my child and my children, how generous of heart is the Eternal Father that this reprieve had been given to you. But the Son, who is my Son, the Son of the Eternal Father,
pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
your God, can no longer restrain mankind who has a free will. Therefore, as errant children who learn only by experience and punishment, shall a great chastisement be set upon your nation and many nations of the world. The eyes of the world are on North America, and the eyes of all creatures possessed by demons of hell are on North America. And should North America join them, North America shall fall. Little do your news medias enlighten you to the truth. I cannot, my child, give you in this course a full and open knowledge for mankind of the deceit and the misdirection in your country by leaders who have cast away the knowledge of God and the supernatural in your country and throughout the nations of the world.
On earth, as it is in heaven.
Oh, my child, years upon earth, and what has happened? What has happened among my children?
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Purgatory is overflowing. Satan, the adversary, the prince of darkness, has many now forever lost in hell. And who brings our children to the knowledge of hell, of its existence? But I tell you now, as your mother,
blessed art thou amongst women,
that woe to the man who commits scandal and chooses of his own free will to cause the fall of a young soul. For better that he had died in his mother's womb, or a millstone be put upon his head, about his neck, and cast into the sea, before he brought scandal to the little ones. My child and my children, I have counseled you on the approaching plague among the children because of the sin of man. This cannot be avoided. This cannot be held back, my child. I understand the great emotional strain this knowledge has brought to you, my child. But you will continue to shout it from the rooftops. The strength will be given you. Every message from heaven must be duplicated and sent out in great haste. The time is growing short. The enemy is at your door.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Yes, my child and my children. My voice has not weakened, but my heart is more torn. For how many years have I traveled throughout your world, pleading with you as a loving mother to listen to me? Now, how many have listened to this counsel from heaven? How many have hardened their hearts, closed their ears, so involved in worldly pursuits and pleasure? Pride, arrogance, lust, money, murders, all manner of corruption is set upon mankind because he will not listen. I will not say cannot listen. He will not listen. Therefore, he who will not listen must receive a just chastisement. So his ears will be forcefully open, and he will bend his knee to his God.
Hail Mary,
all my children,
blessed art thou.
Listen to me now, your children. Protect them. Bar your doors to all but your immediate families and your closest workers within the circle of light. I tell you again this for a reason.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Yes, my child. The trials of the past shall not be placed upon you again. But you understand now the full power that Satan has been allowed in these latter times. It is a testing ground for all, and all would be tested like metals in the fire. I understand, my child, your grief at this knowledge. However, my child, you must accept the will of God. for it is for the eventual victory over Satan. You must not become affected, nor your mission slackened by concern over a human being, my child. The world is your family. There are thousands of sheep straying with no leadership, no knowledge, misdirection, misguidance. Even in my son's church upon earth, we see all manner of confusion, experimentation. There's no unity now in spirit. For man in the clergy has taken upon himself to set up my son's church to his own pursuits, his own man-given knowledge of intellect without the Spirit. For much of this intellect is being directed by Satan and not by God. Awaken from your slumber, clergy in my son's church, for you will also be counted among the least. In pride and arrogance, you have refused my counsel from heaven. You have turned away from me. You have persecuted those I have sent to you. Your pride and arrogance shall make you fall. Many mitres shall fall into hell. Is this what you want?
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the
fruit. For he is that here. For those who hear my counsel, learn by it, for the time is growing short. There will be many victim souls in these latter days, my child and my children. Persecution shall be great among the children of God, for the world will claim its all own. And if you are not of this world, the earth, you will not be recognized. For the world you must live in is beyond the realm of human mankind. It is the world of the Spirit, which all must enter sooner or later. The knowledge of the supernatural has been taken from mankind. Therefore, Satan has full access to your souls. And many are falling into hell faster than the snowflakes in your cold winters and the heavy rains that destroy your towns. In the past, the Eternal Father has sought to bring you back with minor chastisements, but to what avail? Now you ask and have brought upon yourself the time for a greater chastisement. Many signs have been given from heaven to guide you. And how few there were, my child and my children, who listened. Were it not so, I would tell you. For were it not so, your world and the state of the souls within your world would not be in such darkness, were it not so. Yes, my child and my children, God is, shall be always before you, as God was and God always will be.
Man is no master of death. He can only inflict death upon the body. But with Satan beside him, he can inflict death to your soul, your spirit, and you will be forever lost.
Mary, full of grace.
Only you now.
Blessed art thou among
you, my children of reasoning, of the age of reasoning, must now make a full inventory of the graces you have gathered. For in an instant, death will come upon your land, and many shall be claimed. Will you be ready? Have you prepared your children? Have you prepared your household? Many parents shall cry. Families shall be torn asunder. Blood shall be in the streets. All my children and the nation of the United States that I have placed my mantle upon to protect you. A country of so great in abundance materialistically, but now sadly my child and my children falling fast to Satan, immorality and all manner of licentious living, given over to murders, abortions, adultery, homosexuality, pagan worship. Oh, my child, the list would grow longer and longer in all justice to mankind and in all honor to your God. Can you say that you do not warrant a just punishment? My child and my children, you will all continue to keep a constant vigilance of prayer. My child, shout it from the rooftops to your last breath. The enemy is at your door. Oh, yes. Well, my child, I cannot take you into the abyss at this time.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
you must complete
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
The listing of conversations with my son. When this is completed, my child, you will understand.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women.
Many workers shall be sent to you. Therefore, I wish, my child, that you concentrate now on completing the gathering of the conversations with my son. Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix from her beautiful rosary now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning now to her right and she's holding, extending her crucifix like this high over the trees. Our Lady's now rising a little higher so that she can go over to our left side, her right side, and she's blessing with the beautiful crucifix. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning, and it must be windy because Our Lady's skirts are being caught in a breeze, and Our Lady now is floating across the sky. She doesn't walk, her feet don't move, she's just carried as though she's weightless. Yes, Our Lady looks just as solid as you and I, but she's carried weightless, but beautiful. The light is so brilliant about her that it's absolutely gorgeous. Oh. Now Our Lady is going over to our right side, our left side, and now she's extending her rosary and the crucifix very far out in front of the trees and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning and she's pointing up with the crucifix like this to the sky. And there is that large ball, a globe again. I know it's the world. I just know it's the world. And there's a big black cross now over the world. And I see coming out of the globe the flames again. The flames. And now the globe. In some portions of the globe, I don't recognize it. The globe seems to be spinning faster and faster and faster. But as it's turning, I can see there are sections that are black. Absolutely black. Something's happened. Something's happened. And now the globe is spinning. It's turning very slowly. It's one of those, like, what do you call them? Atlases. Like, we could see the full impression of every country of the world. And some are absolutely blacked out. Oh. Oh, they're blackened. It gives me, I can't explain it, a very terrifying feeling to watch it. Now it's fading. The whole sky is closing in over the ball, which is that huge globe of the world. And now I can't see it any longer. And Our Lady is now nodding. As she's nodding, oh, that's so much better. Blessed Mother, to see the light. It was so dark over there with that world. It's so dark. And the cross was so black over it. The suffering, my child, that is the suffering that will be set upon the world. Oh, Our Lady has that most beautiful crown as she's bending down now to talk. Her voice is coming in a very soft whisper now. And do not be affrighted, my child. All that is rotten must fall. The cleansing will be great to mankind. But all who have stayed in the light and gathered their graces shall be saved. That will give you great consolation, my children and my child, during the trials ahead. All who have gathered their graces and remained in the light will be saved. Now, my child, you will take one set of photographs, but you must not interpret them publicly, my child. All about the trees, the sky is becoming illuminated with a beautiful pastel pink light. It's a solid covering now of the sky. They're not cascading like rivulets or as usually forms, but the sky is becoming lighted, absolutely lighted, with a beautiful pastel pink. And directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, the coloring, the pink, is a solid pink now. Now Jesus is coming right through the sky, through the center of the pink lighting. And he's holding his hand now on his chest. And now he's taking his hand away, and I can see, oh my, he's got a real heart. I've never seen a human heart, but I know it's a human heart.
And it's pulsating. It's pulsating. And, oh my. And Jesus, oh, I know it's his Sacred Heart. It's pulsating, though. And it's bleeding. Oh, his heart is bleeding. Oh my. And now, as I'm watching, there are thorns now. It's like looking right inside of him through his garment. There are thorns all around his heart. Oh my. Now Jesus is looking about him, and over to the right side, he's looking about everyone. The pink glow is fading now. The sky is becoming lighted behind him. Oh, Our Lady is coming forward. I don't know where she came out of. I didn't see her behind Jesus. But now she's coming forward, and she's coming over on his right side. That's our left side. Our Lady is standing now. She's standing next to Jesus with her hands joined together like this. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. And Our Lady's rosary is hanging. It's hanging directly from her fingers. Now Jesus is looking about. I can't see that heart now. It seems to have disappeared slowly, it's just like vanishing, like in a mist. Oh my. Now Jesus is turning to his left and coming over directly above Our Lady statue. And he's touching his lips with his first finger. My child, my mother has given you full discourse on the state of your country and the nations of the world. It will not be necessary for me to set forth more details on what is to come upon your country and many nations of the world. Many reprieves have been given to mankind, but now the Eternal Father has deemed it most necessary to bring some of his straying sheep back to the fold, forcefully, unhappily, my child, I say this, but forcibly, by a chastisement. You will all continue with a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray for your leaders and the world's leaders in the governments, in all the universal nations of the world, and those men who have been given the power to govern lives or destroy them. Pray that the knowledge of your God will reach out among mankind in these few moments. I should say, my child and my children, these final moments of your generation. You cannot count time, my child and my children, for your earth time is not akin to the counting of time in heaven. So do not speculate on dates, but be prepared, for it will come upon you fast without any knowledge to many. Do not be caught unawares. My mother has counseled you well, and if you have not heeded her warnings, her counsel and direction, then you are fully accountable for your fall. Prayer, the power of prayer, cannot be understood fully by mankind. And prayer also commands sacrifice and atonement and love
but so few know the true meaning of love. Love is in giving. Love is in caring. But love above all is God, your God. For no man knows the full meaning of love until he has reached out and become a man of God. A true child of the light. For then he will also be a keeper of the eternal flame, the Holy Spirit. I know, my child and my children, this discourse may be a mystery to you, but much cannot be understood by mankind due to the darkness and the clouding of the minds of many who have been entrusted with the vocational guidance of children and have misused their positions to darken their souls and their intellect. However, know that no evil is ever triumphant. All evil will be turned to good. But what a great cost, my child and my children, for many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Only a few will be saved. Man has the balance. Man has been given in free will the balance for his own fall or restoration of a nation to its former glory under God. Like rodents, the enemies of your God have eaten away at the foundations of the faith. But in a short time, they will be destroyed. And a new house will rise, a church stronger in faith and sanctity and holiness. But this cannot, my children, take place until a great chastisement is set upon mankind. You will all retain and wear your sacramentals for reason. Do not underestimate the power of prayer or the sacramentals. Do not be misguided or misled by the scoffers who have committed themselves to Satan with derisive vocabularies of calling sanctity fanaticism and holiness derangement.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit.
My child and my children, understand well that as I was persecuted upon earth, do not expect any less a lot, for the cross is always heavy. And unless you carry this cross, you cannot reach heaven. For the way of the cross is the true road to the kingdom.
Hail Mary.
Now Jesus is expressing, he's blessing the people now like this. He's extending his hands, his two fingers together and the thumb out like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now it's our Jesus, it's very windy. He's taking his cape because his cape is blowing. It's a beautiful burgundy cape. I can see the gold trim about his neck. And Our Lady, and he's going over now to our left side, his right side. Now Lady is following him, and he's looking all about. His hair is blowing. His cape is down over his shoulders, and I can see his hair is being caught by the wind, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his left side, and he's going across the sky. And now he's looking down, and down among the trees. He's coming very close to the our right side. That's his left side by the trees, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand now upon his chest like this. My child and my children, continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Pray for your brothers. Pray for your bishops and your cardinals and your clergy. Pray for those who have no one to pray for them. By your example, can you save many from purgatory and hell?
Hail Mary.
Now Jesus is going across the sky. He's just floating. He doesn't walk. He just floats across the sky. Oh, it's so beautiful to watch. Like he's weightless. And Our Lady is right beside him. She's at his right side. Now Jesus is facing us. And Our Lady is standing there. She's still holding her hands together. She comes up to Jesus' shoulder, but she has her hands together like this, with the beads coming through her fingers. Now Jesus extending his hand out. In the name of the Father,
Hail Mary.
Son, Holy Ghost.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18th, 1981. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.